Dozens upon dozens of people packed the assembly chambers at Juno City Hall like sardines, filling every seat, lining the walls, and stuffing into an overflow room. Nearly 80 people signed up to share their 2 cents on the city's proposed budget, as the assembly deliberates from a list of more than 40 service cuts and facility closures due to a budget shortfall. But before testimony began, Mayor Beth Welland started off the meeting explaining that nothing is set in stone yet.
I know that people were not pleasantly surprised with the list of priorities that we marked for reductions. Be advised, this is just a list that we're going to talk about.
The assembly is tasked with making tough budget decisions this year as the city faces an estimated $10 to $12 million recurring budget hole. That's after voters passed a tax exemption on food and utilities and a cap on the city's property tax rate last fall. Though some people are trying to reverse some of that damage with new proposed ballot propositions for this coming election. But for now, the list of potential service cuts and facility closures the assembly is looking at includes hot-button topics like closing recreation facilities, reducing local grants, slashing some legal services, and city staff's travel and training budgets. Among the things on the chopping block, though, one did stand out among testifiers at the meeting.
Pools.
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 Pools. The assembly is considering closing one of Juno's 2 pools. But dozens of testifiers, like Annabelle Sullivan, a member of the Glacier Swim Club, asked the assembly not to.
These pools are really important to me and a lot of kids in our community. Swimming has helped me become a stronger athlete. It's taught me how to work hard, set goals, and keep going even when things get tough.
Sullivan says the pool keeps her and her friends active throughout the year, even when the weather is bad in Juneau. Rendila says the same thing about the Diamond Park Fieldhouse, which is also on the chopping block.
Please think of all the families and seniors who would be affected if you close the fieldhouse or the Diamond Park swimming pool. Please don't take these important places away.
And Janet McAllister asked the assembly not to close the Juno Douglas City Museum, which she says plays an important role in keeping the memory of Juno's distinct history alive.
It would be like burning down the house for the insurance money with all your grandparents' love letters in the attic. Don't take away our memory. You may not get it back.
Many testifiers shared sentiments of frustration, loss of trust, and a disconnect between what residents want versus what the assembly prioritizes. Joanna Forrest calls the proposed cuts to recreation facilities disappointing and unnecessary.
You have to understand residents are being forced to accept the blame and cuts to core family services while carrying the frustration of costly projects that we did not vote for and are not our community priorities.
There has been growing community resentment for some assembly-directed projects that have ballooned in costs, such as the Eagle Crest Gondola, the Telephone Hill redevelopment, and the move to a new City Hall building. But there were also a lot of people who spoke with optimism and offered several solutions to lessen the severity of cuts. Here's Chris Benson.
I'd like to see you put more focus on raising revenues than cutting parks and recreation facilities. I would support you increasing taxes, head taxes, bed taxes, user fees.
The assembly hasn't made any decisions yet on what will or won't get cut or closed. But those decisions must happen before the assembly approves the final budget, which is expected to happen on June 15th. Residents will have another chance to testify on the budget at another meeting on June 8th. In Juneau, I'm Clarice Larson.